This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Hoffman Show, final hour here on the Team 980. Truly our final 45, as we will give way to Wizards and Celtics coverage at 6:45. Dave Johnson will join us coming up at 6:15 to talk about said game. But right now, that means we have to really get going on our pick six at six.
The six biggest Commander storylines.
It is caught!
Delivered at 6 o'clock sharp. It's the pick six at six.
We set out to find a leader, someone who could take this franchise to the next level, build an elite team that consistently competes for championships.
Friday edition of the Pick Six has us pick the players that we think will be most impactful in the game on Sunday. Quarterbacks are not allowed to be selected. Anthony, I got the first pick today, so if you please could.
Number one.
Thank you, sir. And often I try to get really insightful with a lot of the picks here, is use the players to talk about some bigger thing. I'm not going to get too cute here. The most impactful player on Sunday is one of two guys. And I'll go the defensive version. Micah Parsons is number one. And we typically also pick Commanders a lot more than we pick the opponents, although the opponents are always available. But truly, against Dallas, they have two great players, and the rest of their roster is not very good. And so if you can control the output of those players, you're in pretty good shape. And I'm going to choose Micah Parsons just because. I guess you can probably think of the other one that I'm thinking of, and I don't know if Anthony is going to take him next, but we'll find out in a moment. But if you can come up with a plan for Micah Parsons, you are in pretty good shape against this Dallas defense. You can run on them. You can throw on them. Obviously, Trayvon Diggs and Deron Bland are guys that are good ball hawks, so you have to be careful of them in some way, but you can also attack them pretty well. And, you know, as long as you're not silly with the football, like, it's pretty easy to move the ball on this Dallas defense. The other thing with Parsons specifically is he no longer is a multidimensional weapon that he was under Dan Quinn. And that is not because he is less of a football player. It's because Mike Zimmer just lines him up at right defense or left defensive end and says, hey, you're a defensive end. So he's going to line up over Andrew Wiley. That makes it pretty easy for Cliff and everybody to slide the protection that way, provide chip help, whatever it is they want to do. You're not going to call some kind of special protection where you expect him in one place, then all of a sudden he's lining up over the center. And that's what used to happen when Dan was using him, like he uses Frankie Louvu this year with Washington. And so Micah, just send chip help at him all game, take out his effectiveness, and you should be good to go offensively. Micah Parsons is number one.
Number two.
Number two, I'm going to go with the obvious second player. He is also a Dallas Cowboy. And that is CeeDee Lamb.
That is the correct answer, Anthony.
Yes. This guy, we already know, has the, you know, chance to, you know, dominate games, take over games, and be a one-man wrecking crew. We've seen it time in, time out again. And I think Washington has, you know, same still. We have a front that's been very effective in getting after the quarterback. I think if we take CeeDee Lamb away and force everybody else to go out there and beat us, I think Dallas will have a tough day. They try to force feed this guy. They line him up everywhere. In the backfield sometimes, they have him in a slide. They have him outside. They want to get this guy involved as much as possible. The offense runs through him. They don't really have a running game. So guess what? They try to air it out and get this guy involved. We take him out. I think that will bode well for us, but that will not be an easy feat.
So here's the reason that those two have to be one and two, if we're being honest and we're not trying to get too cutesy with the analysis. There is almost no scenario where Dallas's defense plays well where Parsons is not dominant. There is almost no scenario where the Cowboys have a good offensive day if it does not run through CeeDee Lamb of having like 16 catches for 240 and three touchdowns. Like, that, he is their offense. Parsons is to a lesser extent their defense. If you want to flip the order for that reason, I would have been perfectly fine with that. I decided to go with Parsons first. But it really is isolation basketball on offense for Lamb. You shut him down, there's not a lot going on.
Yeah.
Defensively, unless you throw a couple of picks to Diggs and Bland, you're and like Donovan Wilson's a good player, Overshown's a good player. Like, they've got some guys, but like Parsons is the guy that'll ruin your day. You limit those guys, you should win the football game. And I think Washington has the capability of doing that.
Number three.
The most important player, I think, for Washington is Brian Robinson. And I picked him a couple weeks in a row here for good reason. Like, he's the engine. And he's also the, to use a phrase I used to use on Take Command all the time, he's the canary in the coal mine. If B-Rob has 18-plus carries, it probably means Washington is winning this game, because it means that they are extending drives, he's getting opportunities, that there are enough carries and enough plays to go around that B-Rob gets to that 18-ish number, which is kind of a magic number. I don't know what the actual number, 17, 19. I'm sure that, you know, if we went back through the carry numbers, we could probably find a number. But it just is indicative of the game flow is where Washington wants it. And he's part of the reason that he'll get there. Like, if he can keep them on schedule, the playbook stays open, and it's going to look like the Washington offense from earlier in the year. If they can't get him going, then we're talking about a very different football game that's closer later than we want it, that has the potential for the defense to fall apart at minute 52 again. And just take that off the table. Just run it down their throats early. Have some dominant drives. Be up 21-7 at halftime. And see if Cooper Rush can beat you in the second half. I like my chances. So Brian Robinson, number three.
Number four, Craig. I'm going to go with Dante Fowler Jr. I think he is going to be poised for a big game against Dallas, especially if we go out there and do what we're supposed to do. We take advantage in the first quarter, second quarter, we build a lead, and then our defensive ends are able to peel their ears back. Coming into this week 12 before, you know, Myles Garrett went crazy yesterday, he was fourth in the league in sacks, so I feel as though this is another game where he can, you know, pad those stats a little bit, get after the quarterback, and have a good day.
By the way, I love Dan Quinn naming Noah Igbinoghene, Dante Fowler, Tyler Biadasz, three former Cowboys, as captain, and then not saying, like, that's the reason why he did it.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, these guys have been playing really tough. They've set an example, like all the Dan Quinn stuff. And then nobody, I'm going to send a group text, or I'm going to show up in that press box on Sunday and be like, ladies, gentlemen, nobody's going to ask about this. Nobody. Cause he's done that a couple times this year. Teams, you know, guys playing their former teams. Luvu against Carolina. You know, but he's found ways to be like, oh, this guy's playing his former team. Let's put the C on his chest for this week. And they certainly did that for these three guys. So means a little bit extra, some familiar faces. And Fowler, you know, he's going to be lined up a lot against Tyler Guyton. And that is a huge mismatch in Washington's favor. Like, Guyton is a rookie who is struggling with his inexperience. And Dante Fowler is a professional pass rusher. And I thought Quinn also had some great stuff on Fowler today in terms of, you know, he's actually grown as a player this year. He's entering like year in double digits nearly in the league, if he's not already in double digit years in terms of experience in the league. But because he's getting to play a lot more as opposed to being a situational pass rusher, he's showed a lot more patience, and that's really paid off for him in a major way. So I think it's a great pick, Dante Fowler. My last pick.
Number five.
I'm not going to overthink it. I'm going to go with Jeremy Chinn. And we picked Chinn a couple of times in recent weeks for a variety of different reasons. Like, obviously, he's an important run support player. There's a couple of times in, like, the Texans game where some really well-timed run blitzes are able to get home and have tackles for loss. So there's a chance to make plays in the backfield. But I will say, outside of Lamb, the number one weapons that Turpin's a super explosive guy, but their tight ends are actually pretty good. They've got a couple of good guys there. Ferguson, although Ferguson, I think, is potentially not going to play with concussion. We're still waiting on that final injury report. But Hendershot, Schoonmaker, like, they've got a couple of guys that are pretty good, and Chin's been the number one guy covering tight ends. And so between being a sure tackler in space on a guy like Lamb, making plays in the run game, covering tight ends, like, chin has kind of been a linchpin to their defense. And I also just want to mention, like, a couple more games like he's had recently, if I'm Adam Peters, I'm going to his agent and being like, yo, do you want to just sign up now for multiple years? Because he's on a one-year deal, and that's a guy that I'd like to keep around in the long term based off how he's playing.
Number six for my last pick, I'm going to go with Mike Sainristil. I think he's going to get the task of defending CeeDee Lamb. I think last week against A.J. Brown, granted, he gave up the one big play. But outside of that, he did a good job on A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, just being disciplined, not falling for the double move. And I think they're probably going to end up, you know, bracketing CeeDee Lamb. But when he does have that one-on-one coverage, I have the utmost faith in him. And I think, Craig, for a bold prediction, he gets an interception this weekend.
Oh, definitely possible. There'll be some opportunities. I think Sainristil will probably cover CD quite a bit, in part because, like, if he slides down to the slot, do you want Juice necessarily following him around? But I do think, like, you know, no one's talking about Benjamin St. Juice after the Philly game. He had a hell of a game. Mm-hmm. Sainristil did, too. Sainristil had a couple plays on the ball, obviously, that were great. Juice was just solid. Because, I after the week he had prior, I was like, let me check in on him as I watch the film a little bit more. And, like, he's just locked down. Noah had a couple of questionable spots, but also had some good plays as well. So I think it's a big week for all three of those guys, obviously. Because the biggest thing for all three of them, you have to tackle. Like, CD and Turpin, like, those guys are nasty in space. So you have to tackle, have to tackle. Quan can't be missing tackles. Percy can't be missing tackles. And, like, that's why Chin is so important as well, is because, like, that dude does not miss tackles, or at least he hasn't, knock on wood, you know, hasn't in a long, long, long time. All right. That's our pick six. Six most important players, non-quarterbacks, that we think will affect the game. Commanders versus Cowboys on Sunday. Again, don't forget, after the game, live from Northwest Stadium, Logan Paulson and I have the Take Command post-game show. Subscribe on YouTube at the Team 980 to check that out, or at Craig Hoffman to check that out live. When we get back, Dave Johnson joins us live from Capital One Arena. He's in the broadcast booth ahead of the Wizards and Celtics. We'll talk to Dave next on The Hoffman Show. But first, an update on the latest in the world of women's sports, presented by Wawa. Gotta have a Wawa.